Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Dean, or Dr. Walter Dean, and this is the program called Getting It Done. And for the last 3 weeks, we have spent an enormous amount of time dealing with one of the world's greatest jazz musicians. That is the great Duke Ellington. And we're going to continue with a series. This is the third in a series of three. And we will continue to do that. We're going to do the last of the series of three on Duke Ellington. After we finish with this show, we will move on to the history of jazz told by the great Billy Taylor, jazz pianist. We may not be able to get everything in, but we're going to try to do as best we can. But right now, we're going to start off with Duke Ellington.
He's been in the Times now, and the solo, trumpet solo, in our theme.
You don't believe this, but for some particular reason, my show was interrupted.
One of the best ways for directors to understand what actors need.
And presentation on Duke Ellington.
He's catching.
And what happens is that now I'm going to have to go back and pull him up again. So if you bear with me, this is the great Duke Ellington live in Copenhagen in 1969. Solo.
Trumpet soloist, you know, theme. Billy Strayhorn to take the A train. One of the very important aspects of this particular performance, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that the first chorus will be played by our piano player. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next selection is one we did in anticipation of our first visit to Africa about 3 years ago, and then our first trip to Africa after writing African music for 35 years. It was about 3 years ago, and place of Dakar, Senegal. The occasion was the first international festival of art, and the title is La Première Africaine. Thank you.
With your cool exhibition. With these, you should all stand and take a bow. Our first general percussionist is Rufus Jones.
Thank you, Johnny Hodges again.
Thank you. In my solitude, I'm gonna
We're going to stop right there with Duke Ellington so we can go on to the next segment of this particular program. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Walter Dean, and I hope you have enjoyed these three series of on Duke Ellington, genius. Now, I consider this man a genius. And his arranging and also in his instrumentations, of choosing people for his great band, all those particular things are very important in terms of the process of dealing with the development of a music kind of structure that he had. I remember my father telling me that Duke was way before his time, and I didn't understand what he was talking about, but now that I have an opportunity to go back and listen to what this man was able to accomplish in 74 years of his life, I will have to agree with my father. So let's move on to another great musician, a friend of mine who I had an opportunity to know personally. As I did with Duke, I knew him too. And this part of the show was dedicated to our history of jazz by Dr. Billy Taylor. In fact, I met Billy Taylor up at the University of Massachusetts, and if we had time, I would really go through the process of telling you about this great man. But we don't have all the time to do that, so I'm going to stop right now and see if I can pull him up without all the various kinds of interruptions that I'm constantly receiving from this particular structure that for some particular reason keeps bothering me on and just as fast as I said that, I just lost him. So now I don't know where I'm going to have to go to actually receive him or get him back. So you're all going to have to bear with me while I try to go back and see if I can pull up the gentleman that I had scheduled for you to hear. But that seems like that's not going to happen. So let me tell you some things about Billy Taylor that I probably would not have had the time to do if we were to listen to really what he was all about. I met Billy Taylor at the University of Massachusetts when I was working on my doctor's degree. And believe it or not, was a fantastic gentleman. I passed him in the hallway, and we had an opportunity to talk for a very brief moment and found out, you know, a lot about who he was. We spent some time dealing with that, and later on in life, I was working down at a school called St. Paul's College in Virginia, and we were putting on a show, and that show was to raise money for the college. And a friend of mine who had been a dean as well as the person who was in charge of Virginia State, his name is Dr. Preston Royster, actually said to me, he said, listen, you need somebody who can really run your particular program. And I said, really? He said, yes, you need somebody who people will really come out and see, because the musicians you have are great, but not as great as the person who I would like to give you a name to. I said, who was that? He said, Dr. Billy Taylor. I said, yeah, I know Billy Taylor. He said, yeah, how long ago? And I said, well, when we were in the doctoral program at the University of Massachusetts together. And he said, oh, really? And I said, yes, I met Billy, and consequently, he gave me his telephone number. For those of you who are unaware, it's very difficult to get your hands on the telephone number for a particular person. So what occurred is that I got the telephone number and I called him on the phone, and it took a while, but he remembered the situation where we actually were talking, and we got into a long conversation, and I found out that he was a brother of Dr. Taylor, who was a pastor in Ansonia, Connecticut. And not only did I find out that he was, that I was actually talking to his niece, and didn't realize that he knew
he knew Reverend Reed, the pastor of my church, the church that I was attending to and had grew up in. And consequently, we had a long discussion, and I found out that Patty Taylor, who is a well-known author today, was his niece. And we conversed for quite some time. However, he had been retired by that particular point and did not have the wherewithal. He passed on not so long after that. He was in his 80s at that particular point, but he passed on. But he was a fantastic musician. Now, let me see if I can pull up something that he did, if this computer will cooperate with me. Because not only was he a great jazz musician, he was an outstanding scholar. He wrote some very fantastic pieces of information. Let me see if I can do that. Let's see. The Billy. Let's see if what they're able to give me. Who knows what they're going to give me? Okay. Well, we won't be able to do the jazz workshop, but we can at least listen to the man playing the piano called Billy Taylor Trio Volume 1. And we can listen to some of his music when he was much younger.
Thank you.
Yes, that gives you a little taste of what Billy Taylor was all about as far as the piano was concerned. That comes from an album called Billy Taylor Trio, and it was done back in the 1970s. And to keep within the same progression of the Billy Taylor music, who I will feature next week, and I will find that jazz history of jazz that he presented, so that next week we will be having an opportunity to hear him give a total presentation. We're down to 22 minutes, or 6 more minutes, so let's listen to what's an album called Billy Taylor Cross Section. At that particular time, I was a young whippersnapper myself by that particular time. But I wanted to, while we have a few minutes, to play something by Billy Taylor that he did when he was in his 60s. And this is called Beautiful Solo. Thank you.
Next week we will feature him and hopefully the history of jazz done by him, showing his intellectual ability as well. You have been listening to so-called Getting It Done with me as your host, Dr. Walter Dean. Hope to hear you next week. Thank you for listening.